from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. It's time for a little Rangers discussion, and yes, I know, Mike. I tried really
hard
to find some positives.
They played all the games.
They did play all of the games, but just to show you one of the things that I like kind of walked away with, and this is the best I can do. I realize they lost the series to the Yankees. I looked at it and I was like, hey, in those last two games, they scored 16 runs. Now, I obviously get the counter argument is, and you still only won one of those two games, and you've still gone all of the second half without winning a series against a team that wasn't the White Sox. So all of those are bad things. But Mike, I found one more historical precedent to try to change your mind. Realize I'm really running out of time on these historical precedents. I take you to the 1973 New York Mets. They were 53-65 at this point in the season. The Rangers are 55-63. That's two games better. And the Mets not only made the playoffs, they won their division. Now, was this one of the weirdest years in recent base or modern baseball history? Yes, because that was the only team in that division that finished with a winning record. Even though there were three teams in the other division that had a winning record, well, too bad for you.
So you're saying poor division.
Yes.
Kevin, what are you seeing with the Astros and Mariners? Did they do well over the weekend?
They actually did pretty okay.
Didn't the Mariners score like 12 runs yesterday?
Yeah.
I think the Mariners swept over the weekend.
So now the Rangers are 7.5 back, which is further back than I think they've been at any point just in the division race. This year, they've only won 3 of their last 10 games. And by my calculations, they would need to go, or that Mets team went 29-14 down the stretch.
That
so
doesn't get it done.
I think you're probably right. You need to go at least 30-14, and even then,
probably not.
I don't think you're going to make it. And what in the world has led us to believe that that could even happen?
How about this? I just did this quickly as you were talking, because I remember looking at this, because you're talking about they've only won the White Sox series since the All-Star break.
Correct.
How about this? In the month of June, okay, let's just go back to June. They had 9 series in the month of June. I'm including Miami to be nice, because Miami, as I go up here, they played May 31st, June 1st, and 2nd. I'm including that as a series in the month of June. Out of the 9 series, they won 3 of them.
Oh,
so
dear.
They were 3-6 in winning series in the month of June. Now, the thing that kind of propelled them to a maybe, one, the division is horrible, Two is right before the All-Star break. They won against Tampa Bay, the Angels, and Houston. They won three series in a row going into the All-Star break, but that was in July. If I just go to the month of June, they went 3-6 in series in that.
Yeah.
And that was, they beat Miami 2-1. They beat the Dodgers, crazily enough, 2-1, and they swept Kansas City. Those were the three series they won. They lost the series to Detroit. Does that sound like a playoff team?
Nope.
San Francisco?
Nope.
Seattle? Maybe. New York Mets? I guess they're in right now as the last wild card team. Milwaukee and Baltimore. Both teams will probably make the playoffs. Like that wasn't like an easy schedule. It also wasn't a hard schedule. It was a normal month of June schedule for teams. It wasn't overly crazy. It wasn't easy either. But they don't win series. So if you can't win series in June, and then you can't win series after the All, and literally only one after the All-Star break, they would have to literally pretty much win every series the rest of the way. They have to go 31-12, if I have the number of games right at this point, to get to 86 wins.
Let's see.
They have 63 losses.
That's honestly tough math for me.
So I think 31, they have 43 games left, I think. 31-12. To get to 86 wins, which maybe doesn't. Here's your problem.
One more game.
You don't have the tiebreaker against the Houston Astros. So if they get to 86, you lose.
And somebody just texted in, and they're right. Next week, it'll be they need to go 28-6. And you're right.
Yeah, that's something impossible.
And it's pretty much over. Technically, it's not.
Boach say something like this, and this is exactly what he should say. Like, he's not going to go out to the media and be like, yeah, we're done. He goes, well, we don't look at that way. As long as we're still in it, like we still have a chance that we're going to keep going, which is exactly what you want to hear and exactly what you should do.
So at this point, you just, as a player, this is all you do. You worry about yourself and you try to have the best day that you can have today in Boston. Now, it means, I'm not saying you don't sacrifice for the team. You know, runner on second, nobody out, and I'm Leody Taveras. I should be bunting or I should be trying to hit the ball to the right side. I'm going to sacrifice myself to get that runner to third with less than two outs. If I get to first base, if I'm Leody Taveras, I know I'm using him as an example. I'm just being specific. I have to steal second base within three pitches. Josh Smith is having a tremendous year. He's slowing down a little bit in the second half, to be honest. Not a lot, but a little bit. He's still having a tremendous year. I need to steal second base within three pitches. Why? Because most likely Josh Smith is going to hit a single. Most likely. I get Corey Seager up to bat. Maybe I don't steal because there's a chance that he hits a home run. Marcus Semien, I have to steal. Marcus Semien is not having a good offensive year. Now, Corey Seager can't steal, but if I'm like a Leody Taveras or Wyatt Langford, and I feel like Wyatt's gotten a little bit more aggressive recently, and maybe they feel more, he gets on base a little bit more than Leody, but like, guys, like, you're not going to hit a double. This team will not hit it. They had 16 hits the other day and had two extra base hits in the game that they destroyed the Yankees in game two of the doubleheader. They had 16 hits. They had a home run and they had a double. And then they had 14 singles.
So I thought a lot about something you said last week and then reiterated it early today, kind of taking a look ahead at 2025. And so this was another one of my positives for the weekend. And like I said, we really had to work to find these positives.
Oh, no.
Cody Bradford in game two of the doubleheader. He pitches five innings, five hits, seven strikeouts. Obviously, that was the game against the Yankees that they won. But Evan Grant followed up with a column about this. Getting Cody Bradford back on track is critical for 2024 and probably more importantly beyond, because that is one of your homegrown people that you could use as a pitcher. Like, let's say you decide he is a starting pitcher. He costs nothing for a long time. And that's what you have to have to be able to, you know, do your DeGroms and Scherzers and some of the things that they've already done. I'm looking at Cody Bradford and I'm like, I realize they lost the series, but I'm encouraged by that start because I'm looking at him and I'm like, man, we need you. Like, we need you to be something.
I like where you're going. I wasn't thinking about that. It was funny. He said that it was a dream come true to pitch at Yankee Stadium, and he remembered rooting for the Rangers as a kid. And he's like, they beat him in 2010 and maybe even in 2011 to go to the World Series. I was like, you know what you need to do? You need to go ask Max Scherzer, hey, did the Rangers beat the Yankees in 2011 to go to the World Series? I was forgetting.
He's like, no, jerk, it was us.
Yeah, and so anyways, to your point of Bradford, just writing it down, next year, most likely your rotation, your top three guys will be DeGrom, Malley, and Bradford. Those are going to be your three major pitchers in your rotation next year. So I think that he has to really step up, not really step up, but if he continues what he just did at Yankee Stadium, which was a great start, I love what you're saying. Bradford needs to really have a solid finish to this year. So you feel like, look, most likely he's going to be our number three starting pitcher next year.
I'm not.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Arguing, I'm asking ahead of Dunning. Then
I don't know if Dunning's going to be on the team next year.
Oh, okay. All right.
Contract.
Yeah, he's arbitration eligible.
An arbitration? Would you assume a lot of the arbitration guys won't be getting a lot of arbitration money?
What you do is you just don't tender them in the offseason, and then they become free agents.
Gotcha. Okay.
I don't know if the Rangers can afford. I know this sounds crazy. I don't know if the Rangers can afford Dane Dunning at $6 million next year.
So all that Bally griping, like Bally was one of the things that was holding that together. But at the same time, it's just a big problem.
As I would argue it is for a lot of teams, but it also just fundamentally depends on what kind of owner do you have. Do you have an owner who is like, I see that I'm making money every single year because the value of my team is going up and up and up? Or do you look at the bottom line, like self-contained to a specific year, and you just lost maybe upwards of $60 million? I don't know what the final number is going to be, but let's say...
Look, I won you all the World Series.
Yeah, you lost maybe upwards of $60 million in your TV deal. Then are you like, well, guess what? Then I have $60 million less to spend. Like, it depends on what kind of owner you have as well.
And I honestly don't know. Like, I'm just guesstimating, but maybe they bring Dunning back. But then Urania's gone. And then Leiter's going to be your fifth starter next year.
Not Rocker? Quick for Rocker?
I think that they got to be careful with his innings. For three years, he hasn't pitched.
Yeah.
Who's your fourth guy? Because you said DeGrom, Malley, Bradford.
Urania.
Okay.
Maybe Dunning. Okay. But one of them will not be on the team next year. Okay. Like, they can't afford to keep a lot of these guys. Now, the thing is like, I know this is positive talk, and I'm destroying that right now.
Hey, but I'm looking at it honestly. That's why I said I picked up some positives. But you also lost the series, so where am I supposed to go?
Yeah, and maybe Leiter's not in the rotation. Maybe he starts off the year in your bullpen. I think with Rocker, you have to watch his innings tremendously next year. Like, you probably don't want him to go over 120 innings next year.
And do you think you're going to see Leiter soon in the bullpen? Like, in the next month in this Rangers bullpen?
Has he? I would like to say yes. Did they shut him down?
I don't think so.
I think I saw from Evan Grant yesterday that they're considering putting him in the bullpen, but not as a...
In AAA bullpen or Major League bullpen?
No, in Major League bullpen, okay. But not as a, like a, not as a Hayes of bullpen guy from here on, but to be, just to have him acclimated to being in the major leagues.
Try to give him favorable spots. Yeah. I guess what you're saying.
Chris Young said to integrate him. By no means are they transitioning him to bullpen.
Yeah, I think that they're going to try to give him some success in the major leagues because they know he has to be a part of next year's team. So the last game he pitched, according to MILB, minor league?
Yes.
July 27th was the last game he pitched.
Kevin, we were in California.
So it's been a minute.
Today's August 12th.
Yeah, we've been back for more than a week.
So he's just getting his rest on. He's just getting.
So he hasn't pitched a baseball, at least in a game, in 2 weeks?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, well, we'll have to add that to another thing to look into. Like, I wish I had a good answer to you. And then, as you pointed out, more short-term, Scherzer's going back for further evaluation. Eovaldi looks like he's going to get skipped again after they already talked about adding an extra day of rest. And it just, I don't know, it feels a little, I don't know if you can say hopeless or not. At times it feels hopeless to me.
I think this season.
For this season.
Is over.
Yeah.
They're not going to make the playoffs most likely. 99% chance. At this point, it has to be 1% that they make the playoffs, wherever those.
1.3%.
Yeah, okay, so good. It's at one, you're down to 1%. Like, it's probably not going to happen. Watching the hopefully health of Josh Young the rest of the way, that he stays healthy the rest of the way, that he gets at least 2 months of baseball in this year and stays healthy and has a really, like, say, a good month of September. Wyatt Langford, that he maybe challenges. I don't know where he's at in Rookie of the Year. He had to have fallen off recently.
He's like fifth or sixth now.
Yeah. So
I'll double check.
So now you're looking like hopefully he has a good September. Yeah. Because let's be honest here. Like, Langford's, I hate saying this, it doesn't mean he's going to have a disappointing career. He's had a disappointing rookie year. After what he did in spring training and making the team and everything, right now he has 5 outside of the park home runs.
I think he would tell you the same.
Yeah, and so
5 over the fence home runs.
Yeah. So I look at it, and he's developing, but he has not been the player that they hoped he would be in 2024. It doesn't mean he's not going to be the player in 25, but... You just start. Hopefully, Langford gives you more hope that he could pop 30 home runs, because he's supposed to be a franchise-changing, multi-time all-star.
Yeah.
Like, that's what he's supposed to be. Like it or not, like, that's the expectation on him now. And it's him and Carter and Young, who in the near future, because Semien is getting close to past his prime, if not there. Seager's getting close, maybe not offensively, but I look at it and go, those are the three guys that are going to have to carry the next team to, if the next team, whether it's 25 or 2027, is supposed to make a playoff run, it'll be Langford, Carter, and Young, in whatever order you want to put them, that are carrying the team.
And when I see people text in, I totally get it of like, well, we still have last year. I'm for never sure going to take away or dispute anything about last year. It was the best year of my baseball life. I just was hoping that this team would continue the momentum, because it looked like there are lots of reasons to believe that. Yeah. And you go into the playoffs and be like, and you can't forget about the defending world champion, Texas Rangers, and now it's going to be like we're guaranteed to have a new champion.
And a lot of things can change. I don't think the Rangers' record is going to change much from where it's at. I think they're going to have a top 5 pick. That does give you another premium prospect.
Yeah.
Now, you could fall out of the lottery system. Like, sure, you could go from having the 5th pick and then the lottery happens and you have the 9th pick. But you might get the 1st pick. Like, literally, you have a pretty good chance, not the best, but you have a pretty good chance of having the 1st overall pick in the 2025 draft. I believe that's the Texas A&M kid.
Let's shoot for it.
I mean, as of now, we'll see how it all plays out in high school and college and everything. But You're going to get another premium prospect most likely after this year's over in late June.
So it's not so bad, Kevin. They got something to look forward to.
I mean, an optimistic thing is if you're not going to make the playoffs, it does help that you get somebody who's considered a very premium prospect, most likely for Texas out of college.
The next Wyatt Langford.
Where the KNC masterpiece. Thanks for that, Corey.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.